This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is how we describe our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, we being yours truly, sound like an old television announcer, Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn, who is from the DJV show and also co-host of The Morning Answer on KRLA in Los Angeles, with Brian
Whitman.
Yeah, it's Whitman, but I was trying to think of something that embellishes his hair, and I couldn't quite do it.
So. Be nice.
I'm not being nice.
What did you say, embellishes his hair?
Yes.
He doesn't have any, lack so you don't have to.
Yeah. McFadden's got a good head of hair. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, who is the damnedest, most evil human being on the planet.
Thank you,
and
sir.
He displays that daily with his evil thoughts. That you can get on iTunes. I don't know why he hasn't been banned from iTunes yet, but I think it's still working out. So, Jennifer, we ought to do a podcast every day called Good Thoughts.
Ooh, I
deep,
like
how
that.
About Deep Thoughts?
Deep thoughts.
Yeah.
With Stuart Hall. Just because I'm evil doesn't mean I'm not deep.
Yeah. Oh, you are deep.
I'm claiming deep, too.
He is deep and evil. I can
vouch for that. Deep like a toilet. Right. You know what? That's a great name for a podcast.
Yep.
Deep and evil.
Actually, that's a morning show. Deep and evil in the morning.
The Deep and Evil show.
Well, that's what I was talking about. Never mind.
Damn it. I like it. I'm changing it. I'm doing it right now.
Let's keep it. All right, Jennifer, you're also on the station in the Inland Empire doing an afternoon program.
The answer, sure. Yeah.
And Jennifer and her father, Michael Horn, run the CRN Digital
Shop. Would you
stop?
We're going to be out of time if you keep talking
about
it.
You're hogging all the jobs.
All right, let's get to the top stories according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine this week. Charts for the week of October 9th to the 13th. I will tell you right off the bat, I don't necessarily agree. It's not my place to agree or disagree with the way the countdown comes out, but I'll tell you why in just a second. Number 10, usual sports stuff, yakking about sports talk radio and the NFL, the protests, and who's going to kneel and who isn't, and who's a good guy and who's a bad guy, and who's going to fix it. And I don't know if this happens at baseball games, though. Have there been any kneelers?
Yes,
one guy.
There was one guy.
Right. Where was this? They shot him.
Was it Oakland A's?
We did. I think you're right. It was some guy that said it was evil to bed. There's only been one guy, but don't look for any of that during the playoffs. And by the way, go Yankees. Thank you.
How dare you?
Doug is going to hate that. I hate the Red Sox.
There's only one answer here, Dodgers. I am rooting for a Dodger-Yankee World Series, though. That would be
fun. Yeah,
who cares? It's all over now.
Oh, that's the
natural. Rich is hitting the pro hard.
Now that I don't watch near as much football because I'm just tired of the political aspects of it.
How about this? Trump is a Yankee fan.
And now that the Nats are just getting their epic collapse, I've got nothing to watch. I got time. I'm getting stuff done around the house now.
You know what? That was your problem.
Your wife is happy about that.
Yeah.
All right, number 9 on the story list. The California wildfires, I do not believe that should be at number 9. I believe that is the most important.
Speaking of epic, that is just unbelievable.
Of the week. And I'll tell you a personal story that may not have been heard by a lot of people that listen to the Countdown Review as we go through this list in more detail. Number 8, continuing aftermath of what happened in Las Vegas. Number 7, discussion of a new tax plan. Number 6, discussion of what to do with the Iran nuclear pact. Most of the Republican senators said, Mr. Trump, leave it alone. Number 5, North Korea is threatening us again? Jeepers, I didn't know that.
I think that one just stays at number 5. They just never move it anymore.
Number 4 is the Obamacare order. Number 3 is Donald Trump taking a shot at NBC. There are lots of reasons this week to be taking shots at NBC. That's only one of them. The feud between Senator Corker and Donald Trump is number 2. And good old Harvey the Pig Weinstein And all of the hoo-ha-ha around him turns out to be number one this week. I think the wildfires is number one, and Weinstein is two. The rest of the Trump stuff, yeah, I don't have any problem with any of that. I just think in terms of what really has captured people's minds, you look at any newspaper, you look at any television, any kind of legitimate or quasi-legitimate news organization, people are so focused on these California fires, which are the deadliest in the history of the state. You, Joe, live in California. Jennifer, mm-hmm. you live in California. 31 people have died. One of them I knew, as a matter of fact. The son of a lady that's a very important part of my program, a lady I've known for 5 or 6 years that I like immensely, have great regard for her. Her name is Maria Francesca Trilogy. She does a lot of coaching and help on the air, astrology, that sort of thing. Great, a grand dame, a typical Italian lady with such panache and flair. She loved her children. This guy is an architect. He went in, started a job in Santa Rosa a couple of weeks ago, and he went in to get, when the fire was getting closer and closer, he went in to get his tools and the material he was using for the job. And the fire spread so fast around him, he never got out. Died.
His isn't the only story like that. There's a story of people who, a couple who spent 6 hours hiding in their swimming pool.
Yeah.
A couple who, an elderly couple who passed away. I mean, I have a lot of friends in that area. And the devastation in Santa Rosa specifically, I mean, I had friends who lost a winery. I had friends who lost a hotel. But Kohl's department store, I mean, these are not just things that are on the outskirts of town. These are whole communities that are getting wiped out.
Yeah. That whole, that town, city, 150,000 people live there. Most of them have no homes to go back to.
Wow.
Nothing. I saw a picture, I think it was this morning or yesterday, of a new Avalon apartment complex. And Avalon has gone around the country building these apartment complexes everywhere. Most every area knows of Avalon. They have them in Los Angeles, Richie. They must have them in Washington, where you are. Anyway, this whole complex, only 2 years old. And I saw a picture of a woman running out as the back end of the place is on fire. She's running out with a couple of suitcases and books and stuff as she's running away from the fire. Now, I'm sure she had a lot more notice than that. Hello, all you got to do. And that's part of this. Part of the human drama is people being so silly. I mean, in the case of the folks that we were talking about who lost their lives, you know, 100-year-old couple, what are you going to do with them? And, you know, whether the rest of their family didn't
Jennifer,
know how close it was. But
do we know how these fires started?
Yeah.
The idea is that they've had really bad winds for the past week. And the theory is that a couple of power lines actually fell down and sparked many of these fires. But the thing is that there is actually 28 of them burning. Right now it was 17, then it was 22, now there's 28. And so they keep just feeding each other. And that's what's making it so hard for firefighters is with a big fire, you actually create like a perimeter and attack it. But because there are so many different fires burning, it's making it incredibly difficult to actually tackle any of them.
Well, it's a tragedy, a scope of which there isn't much to compare it to. I've lived in Southern California in the wintertime since 1993, and I know I've never confronted any of these. The closest they ever came was about a mile away from me, up and down the PCH, 1 year. But Jennifer, yeah, remember
that's
that year?
Horrible.
Yeah, I remember that year in the 90s. It was back in the 90s.
Yeah,
and
late
that
90s.
Fire went right to the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
One of the political rubs of this fire, not only do you have Governor Brown coming out saying that it's the global warming that caused the fires, but California has such, and Joe, I'm wondering if you heard about this, but I just learned about it yesterday. The state of California has such stupid environmental regulations that they have certain restrictions as to what kind of brush you can actually clear. I mean, we know in Southern California that if you have a home near the mountains, you're supposed to clear brush to create a fire break. Apparently up in Northern California, because there's so much national forest and wilderness, they, because we had so much rain this year, there was so much overgrowth, and it was protected by the state as to what could be removed by the fire department as far as brush clearance and tree and plant clearance, basically. There were regulations on it, so they weren't able to do as much clearance this year as they needed to do because of the rainy season this past winter. Crazy.
You know, I'm not, I haven't read that. You're probably right, because that sounds like California.
Yeah, it does sound like
California. Right, it sounds just like California. Yeah,
there's no common sense. These people are nuts. No, I live in the two craziest states in the
you
country.
You do. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. We're crazy.
All the time.
And I don't agree with it. That what goes on politically in either one of them. Right? The last decent governor, and people say, yell at me when I say that, I think somebody who straightened out a lot of messes was Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was governor. Say what you will about him getting along with the legislative branch. You look at the cuckoos who are in the legislature there, and you're going to understand what goes on. We finally have a decent governor. Oh, Mitt Romney. Mom, say it again, Doug. Mitt Romney wasn't a bad governor of Massachusetts. Bill Weld was the best governor that I can remember in my lifetime. Now a fellow named Charlie Baker is governor. They're all Republicans, and they all have common sense to counter. And I think that's what happens. I think there have been people who make a good argument, people over the years who make a good argument that people, and this is why you see it on the national scene, the pressure now to break up the stranglehold the Republicans had, like trying to break up the stranglehold when the Democrats were in charge of the White House and the legislative branch. Let's have one group in charge of one body and one in charge of another.
I don't know about that, but let's start voting the heck out of incumbents. If they're in there, let's just vote them out.
Whatever they are.
Vote them out. Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. All right. So we've taken care of that problem, sort of. At 18 past the hour, let me tell you about something that happened to me this week. Richie, you'll be interested in this because you've been around me for a long time. He knows that I would spend, when I was on the air, I would, with each of the breaks, go down and have some fruit, lots of fruits. Used to eat 12 different kinds of fruits a day. My friends Jack and Mary Stockwell have talked me out of having all this fruit because of the amount of sugar that is in it.
High glycemic index.
And there is this now study, the government's going to go after the sugar companies the way they've gone after the tobacco companies. So I'm taking a different approach to the need for fruit in my body. Fruit without sugar. The fruits and veggies that you get from Balance of Nature, you're not really getting fruits and vegetables. You're getting a fruit combination of 9 different servings of all the kinds of fruits that you love, but it's encapsulated. They grow them, and then they prepare them. They bring them down into a concentrated form so that one capsule has all those servings, enough for every single day, helping build your immune system to a fabulous, fabulous strength. You need that as you go into the wintertime, and you don't need the sugar from the fruits. Veggies, okay, but they actually have a fruit and veggie capsule, one of each, and that's why they call it Balance of Nature, because they're balancing what you need through these absolutely fabulous capsules. 15 different vegetables, 11 different fruits. You can have them both, 22 cents per capsule. Take 3 of them a day, and you will get your immune system to a place you never figured it would go. So the first month is free. When you go to balanceofnature.com, make sure you use the code DJV. That's balanceofnature.com. Get all of your fruits, all of your vegetables. And by the way, these are non-GMO fruits and vegetables that they are growing and putting into these capsules. So you don't have to be challenged worrying about whether you're going to have the problems that you get from eating the GMO foods, especially corn and wheat and that kind of stuff. Nope. No worries. This is all natural, all pure. Balanceofnature.com to enhance your immune system. Get away from the sugar. First month is free. All kinds of reasons to go online to balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV.
The The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's get back to the conversation, the action here, 23 after the hour. We're into this overview. By the way, the podcast of the Countdown Show, available now. The Talk Radio Countdown Show has its own website, Good Day. Wait a minute, Good Day. Thank you, Doug. I'm going into another one of the podcasts. We have a podcast called, cleverly, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And you're able to go to thetalkradiocountdownshow.com and get this week's edition, last week's edition will be now. It's very easy. Go to the web page. You click on one button, and bingo, you're there. And you can hear summaries, all the important stuff being discussed in capsule form. All right, so let's see. We've gone from the wildfires. I don't know what to say about Las Vegas, except there appears to be more to this story, and you wonder whether there's a cover-up on the part of the hotel, the police. I mean, why is there all of this consternation and confusion? How come it's not easy to figure out where this guy came from, what he decided to do, what
why
he really did?
Right.
Well, what's the problem?
I don't know, Doug. I think it's really interesting. The story to me is that at this point, as far as we know, there's no motive. We don't know why.
I'll tell you what the motive is. The guy was on some kind of mental...
Yeah, he was on drugs.
Yeah, he was on drugs.
Well, that's true. Now, I think they did a sectioning of his brain already. And they didn't say, people, for a while there was conspiracy theory that he had a brain tumor, excuse me, and this is why he went off, but that's not so. So you may be right on the drugs thing. Or was it the Valium that he was on?
I think he was taking Valium, yeah. And I think the guy just lost his mind.
I know the people who are the best in the country. Richie, you've heard me talk about this before. A company called Cerescan, CERESCAN, headquartered in Denver, run by a friend of mine. And they're the ones who get these brains and dissect them and try to figure out what goes on with them. They have been doing this now for 14 or 15 years. They've done all of the NFL players. They've done the soldiers. They do people who have brain injuries. They call them insults. They don't call them injuries. They call them insults, whatever may happen physically or otherwise. And so they look at the regions of the brain. They compare them. They have a, what do they call it? They have a standard, a benchmark. They have benchmarks based on most of the research they did with the first 3,400 football players that they examined, and then they take it from there. When I had my brain examined, I was compared to some football player in order to figure out what the various zones of my head were doing and why they were, you know, why they showed up the way they did. So they take this guy's brain, and they're going to analyze it from stem to stern and try to figure out what it is. And I think you'll see more of that sort of thing happening. I don't know what you do with it after you get the results. So what do you do with the results? That'll be the next challenge. But finding out what made this guy tick. But I mean, in the real sense of, it doesn't seem to me like the police are forthcoming or that there's something in the hotel. There's something about this.
The hotel is now has a different timeline. They're saying it was only a matter of 40 seconds between when the security guard was shot and when he started shooting out the window, where the police are saying it was 6 minutes between the two
events.
What
took the police so long to get there?
Yeah, 72 minutes.
Yeah.
Between the first shots
that's
and when they
not
they
rapid
took him
response.
Down. Yeah.
A place like Vegas.
Oof. So it looks like he was prescribed diazepam.
That's the generic name or whatever it is, which is Valium. The brand name is Valium, I understand.
Yeah. It's supposed to calm you down. I don't know that it. I took one pill once that made me crazy, so I never took it.
Really? I guess that's
a number
what
of years
saying,
ago. Though. I forget what it was even for.
Define crazy. What did it make you want to do? Though?
It made me very uncomfortable, unsettled.
Yeah.
Not
you're not in control
clearly.
Of yourself.
Really? Right. See, well, is that interesting too? That it's supposed to have the opposite effect.
You know what happened to me? I had evil thoughts after I took that, and I'm thankful that I recovered. Joe obviously hasn't recovered. Evil Thoughts Podcast is at iTunes.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, Cadillac takes its first coast-to-coast drive with Super Cruise hands-free technology. The car will drive itself on highways while the person in the driver's seat sits back and just watches the road. But an infrared camera makes sure you keep your eyes on the road. 12 Super Cruise-equipped Cadillac CT6 vehicles will cross through 16 states plus Washington, D.C. as they make their way from New York to California. The CT6 with Super Cruise feature is in dealers now. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Bloom, food waste expert and author, and I'm here to help you avoid wasting food at home. Vacuum sealing is a fabulous way to cut down on your family's household food waste. And Food Saver has a couple of great solutions to that end. So the Food Saver FM5000 is a neat way to take your bulk purchases and get them in the freezer and make sure that they stay good five times as long. Using the vacuum sealing technology, you'll be able to know that that food's going to last plenty long in the freezer. The Food Saver Fresh Food Preservation System is great for those seasonal produce purchases. And also making pantry items last twice as long as they otherwise would. So whatever you're doing, vacuum sealing is a great way to avoid food waste. Learn more at foodsaver.com. And
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation documentation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
After the hour, this is the professional broadcaster's overview of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Each week, when the folks at Talkers give us their list of items that are on the top 10 story and people list, there are a number of broadcasters that are invited to get together. Normally, Victoria Keelan is here, along with Joe Crummy, who has the podcast Evil Thoughts, Rich McFadden, who's been with me for 20 some odd years here with Thoughts. I'm tempted to stay away from some of the more controversial items that are on here, political items, because we're not really fair and balanced, kind of like Fox was never fair and balanced. We got three people here who would agree probably on most of this stuff, so I'm not going to waste a lot of time.
Can I throw one out at you, though, and see if we do agree on all of it?
Oh, okay. I'll fight. I'll take the other side just to be evil. I'll tell you.
Good joke.
Trump wanting to censor NBC.
I'll be...
Yeah, okay.
I love
so,
it.
Background on that. Give us the NBC thing that I'm annoyed about is how they killed the Harvey Weinstein story. But the Trump thing is...
Well,
is somewhat.
Well, he's just been calling it fake news, fake news, fake news, and then he just throws out or tweets out a threat to censor or to challenge NBC's.
And did he threaten, or did he just say, well, how about this?
He just kind of tossed it out there.
He throws it out there.
But it becomes a threat to challenge their FCC license, and you cannot do that.
They don't have an FCC. The networks don't have FCC licenses. Only people who have licenses are television stations and radio stations.
But so you cannot do that.
Yeah, but all their affiliates do. You know, all the affiliates do.
Well, the affiliates of the but they're not good. I mean, Trump. This is frustrating.
You want to fight? I'll fight. Look, I don't think he really means I'm the president and I'm going to call up the FCC and that guy. What's his
name? No, but you know what, Joe? What's going on?
But as president, you cannot threaten censorship.
I like what he's doing. I like the tax plan, even though the usual sign from the Democrats, it's all for the rich. No, it's not. You analyze it, but it makes for great political headlines. It's for the rich. And, you know, other items that are blatantly political. You know, I don't know what to think about North Korea, frankly, and whether there really is a problem. But there are a lot of things that he's doing on his own. I mean, he's like on an island. And you can't do stuff productively and get as much done as he wants to get done if you keep throwing, you know, soap in their face. And, you know, the corker thing. I mean, look at all of the things that are on the countdown this week that focus on Trump. The corker, Senator Corker, feud, what he says about him, NBC, the health care thing, whether we, you know, attack North Korea, the Iranian nuclear pact, we don't want to do that.
It's obvious that he thrives in this environment.
Yeah, but it isn't. We don't thrive in it.
No, we don't. The country does not.
I love it.
Okay.
So, but I just would
like his agenda.
I love it.
I like his agenda. I want his agenda to get completed. But he throws so many obstacles in the way of it.
Here's the reality, though. His agenda is getting completed. Yeah. There are a lot of things that he's doing.
The healthcare thing isn't fixed.
Either
look what he did there yesterday.
Changing the State Department, changing the DOJ, changing the environmental, the EPA, changing the Education Department. He's doing a lot of things that don't get reported on because he's sucking all the air out of the media and out of the room that nobody ever talks about. And I don't know whether it's smart on his behalf because nobody's looking while he does it. And look at these executive orders on Obamacare.
I'm becoming too conventional with my thinking, and I'm listening too much to getting... Too much, you know, doing what we all do for a living. I'm exposed to all this stuff. I have 14, 15 news sources I go to every day, and they're all annoyingly anti-Trump,
right,
to the point where I don't pay attention, and then I'm looking around for stuff. And then I, in my gut, I don't like to approach problems the way he does it. So my visceral reaction is, why does he do it that way? Why can't he do it another way?
And I hate it, too, but I can't decide whether he's crazy or crazy like a fox.
Yeah.
I'll take the latter on that. I think he's great because he's confronting a lot of things that he's confronting, just in a general statement now, the gorilla in the room that a lot of people want to ignore. Take Puerto Rico, which I don't think is on the list here today. But look what he's saying. He's saying, you guys are bankrupt, and we're not going to eat your bankruptcy. That's what he was saying yesterday when he got pilloried for making those tweets, and he's exactly right about that. I think it's cool. When he went after NBC, I don't really think he's going to call up the FCC and go, I want you to turn off their switch. He understands the media better than anybody, and what he wants is he wants everybody to know that he doesn't like it. He's not going to do anything about it. One of his tweets was, NBC equals CNN, and he's right about that. When I see CNN, and they're going, well, we're going to discuss what the president just said, I go, okay, well, they're all going to hate it, and sure enough, they do all the time. I mean, it's constant. He's talking about media bias in a way that I don't think that have really come out and said.
No, I love that he's talking about media bias because it's right.
That's a huge story, Rich. I think that's a huge story, media bias. Huge.
I mean, there is no unbiased media anymore. Media outlet.
Right. There isn't, isn't it? So therefore, the news media is irrelevant in terms of its major cause in life, which is to present the news.
Right.
It is not the news media. It's the opinion media.
Right. That's exactly right. And I don't know where to. You have to kind of put a filter on. If I see a story from the Washington Post, I go, okay, I know what that's going to be. All right, CNN.
Well, if I go to Evil Fox. If I go to the podcast Evil Thoughts, I know what I'm going to get.
Right, but I'm honest about it. I go, look, I have evil thoughts, and but I'm not trying to fake you out and say, oh, I'm just a journalist or I'm a news person or squint into the camera like I'm I'm supposedly Walter Cronkite, Anderson.
I don't think anybody
ever. Be honest about it.
And it's much bigger than that, actually. It's a lot bigger than that because look at what Google. Okay, Google's leans left, so they're going to filter YouTube.
He's
leans left,
right.
So they're going to filter Twitter. Leans left, so they're all going to filter. Everybody has some kind
why
of
are
a
all
filter.
Tell me something. Why is it that all of these people, all of these organizations, lean so much to the left?
That's a great question.
It's not where the majority of people are in the country.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the majority of people are either in the center or to the right. They're not to the left. So why is there all
well,
of this?
Well, the tech companies are all California-based. And,
yeah.
You know, when you get into the San Francisco.
Right. And a lot of them, youngster people. Look at Mark Zuckerberg.
Exactly.
Right, this guy.
Yeah. So you look at the demographics.
He's the guy. Zuckerberg wants a, he wants a national salary, I think, where everybody just gets money. That's Zuckerberg wants that.
Can we get as much as he's getting? I'll sign up for that deal. I get what he's getting. Yeah, where do I sign up?
What are you getting,
for?
Man?
I'm signing up for that deal. If I can get what he's getting, I'm signing up.
That's exactly
all right, 42 past the hour. Evil Joe, Evil Rich, and Evil Doug here. Reviewing up next the Harvey Weinstein scandal. Was it Weinstein or Weinstein? I don't think I've ever seen
Weinstein. Like Springsteen. That's how I remember.
Spelled S-T-E-E-N. Yeah. All right. So in the meantime, I'm going to send people to ZipRecruiter. Say again, Doug. To ZipRecruiter. Not ZipRecruiter, but there may be a company. Check that out. Will you please, Richie?
I'll look it up.
See, Google ZipRecruiter and see if there is a place.
I bet you there's got to be.
Company called ZipRecruiter. I'm trying to get you focused on ZipRecruiter, though, at the moment, because that is the company.
Oh, you know what?
What?
The first link that comes up is ZipRecruiter. So even if you do ZipRecruiter, you will get the ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, okay, good.
But there also is a ZipRecruiter, so.
I didn't put my foot all the way in my mouth then, Richie. Thank heavens
for
that. If you are looking for great talent for your business and you have a short period of time, do what smart businesses are doing, no matter what their size, all over the country. They go online to hire using the software in the ZipRecruiter program. ZipRecruiter posts your job to hundreds of the web's leading job boards. One click, Basili, and one click only.
Basili, one click, and one click only.
You can rest easy knowing that your job, my grammarian is listening and she'll tell me whether it's rest easily or rest easy. I would say that you can rest easily. Easy is not a noun in this circumstance. However, I think the message still will get through that you need the right candidates, and ZipRecruiter is the best in the business at finding them and doing it fast. You don't have to find them. They find them for you. That's their job. That's the way they take their job. So get a head start on the needs that you have for your company. Again, doesn't make a difference how big it is. 80% of employers are using ZipRecruiter now to get the quality candidates through their site. And it happens in 24 hours. Catch it for yourself. Use it. Doesn't cost you anything when you use the code DJV behind ZipRecruiter.com. Yep. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This is Hal's Yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. Is Generation Z the most anxious generation yet? According to the 2017 University Lifestyle Survey conducted by Sodexo, current and incoming university students are more concerned about the uncertainty of their futures than previous generations. They are not only apprehensive about mounting student loan debt and other forms of financial liability, but also about securing a job after graduation and maintaining a good quality of life. The survey further shows that Generation Z has different priorities when choosing a university than past generations. Jim Jenkins, CEO, Universities East, Sodexo North America.
Universities need to highlight the best qualities of their campus atmosphere in order to appeal to prospective students. 83% of students consider a friendly campus more important than a university's reputation, and 62% consider the campus tour more influential than their parents' advice. The results of this survey will help change the way universities educate and accommodate their students now and in the future.
For more information, visit www.sodexo.com.
All right, let's get to it is number one. I believe it's appropriately number one, even if the fires, well, one or two. Harvey Weinstein, the company board said they didn't know about the settlements that were made. They're not sure that it's possible the settlements could have been made. NYPD is looking into allegations of an assault case. Every starlet that you can imagine has said that he harassed her. Name the person. And there are a lot more Harvey Weinsteins, a bunch of pigs in
Ben Affleck's getting drug into this thing.
Yes, well, he is. He's a different kettle of fish.
There's a little of that there. There's a little of it with a lot of these older stars that have been around that add a lot to the dollar and cents. You know, you can name an established star and he or she, well, he, not she, he's been accused. Tom Selleck is an example of that, 74 years old.
And, what? He was accused? I didn't know that.
He's had a trail behind him for years.
Really?
So now Weinstein Books is closed. They've changed the name. Weinstein Company probably go back to Miramax. But that's all happenstance. How do these things go? How do they get this bad before something happens and we realize what a pig this guy is? Why does it go on so long?
You know,
because he's rich and powerful, and people are in the industry, and they don't want their careers hindered, so they can look the other way as long as they can. Rich, I mean, would you disagree with that?
But here's the reality. People who have mega power lose all sense of reality.
Yeah.
And I mean, look at the Tiger Woods. Look at the Trumps. Look at the Clintons. Look at anybody who's ever been president. Or a world leader or a super mega sports star. They have no sense of reality, so there are no rules for them.
I think there's a lot to that, but look at Anthony Weiner. He wasn't exactly a, you know, big shot.
But in his mind, he was. In his mind, he was.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, okay. I'm looking at some of these other companies. Remember, Google was in trouble a couple of months ago for this kind of stuff. Now, it looks like Bezos is being accused of harassment and covering up harassment problems at Apple, not Apple, at Amazon. And so will this bring forth an appropriate number of accusations, or does it get overdone and overemphasized, or do I sound like a white guy?
Is it really
this bad? And if it is, I want to kick somebody in the groin. I'm going to kick a bunch of people in if this is the way they, you know, this is.
I think there's a lot of it that goes on, and with people just standing up now, women standing up now, where, you know, in the 60s and 70s, you just didn't. And with the internet, it just spreads like wildfire, and I think that train is over.
Yeah.
Rose McGowan
permanently
is going
over?
For it.
Yeah, no. Rose McGowan
is going for it now.
Of rape.
She had signed apparently some kind of a non-disclosure agreement, and now she's just, too bad, I'm not going to do it.
Shut off her Twitter account? I didn't understand that.
Well, apparently, she was saying it's because of the rich and powerful. I read last night, I don't know whether this is true or not, that she'd used somebody's personal phone number on it.
There's still going to be influence peddled here, for sure. All right.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The theme to one of the greatest movies of all time, Doug Steffen.
The Doug Steffen movie?
The Doug Steffen movie.
Really? So
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, that's right. I should have figured. That's your favorite of all time.
One of them. Yeah.
Which, what? Yeah, it is your favorite of all time.
Yeah, it is. It is. Since Chucker's not here, I took the liberty of picking just a great movie.
You're going to mess things up for me now. Chucker's not here. Movie Moments. Without Chuck and without Victoria, so we're left to our own devices here. I was just looking around to see what movie we might go see tonight, see what's new at movie theaters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I also want to celebrate, I think this really does deserve a mention, The Bodyguard. Remember that movie that came out in 1992 and all the great
Whitney
movie
Houston.
Music that came from Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
And Kevin Costner,
yes.
The star, they're going to re-screen it on October. The Bodyguard film will be re-released on October 31st.
Oh, re-release it.
Re-release it.
Oh, wow.
Exactly, right, yeah. They shot this in Miami Beach and the Fontainebleau Hotel, which is where they shot most of the scenes celebrating the anniversary with an invite, listening, and movie party on November 4th. So who's supposed to get invitations to go see that?
That's, wouldn't it be interesting to get Kevin Costner's take on Whitney Houston?
Yes, I would like that. They had a good relationship in the movie.
Yeah, anyway, he definitely
he's
had.
He's not the kind of guy that says bad stuff about anybody. I never have seen or heard him saying, I think he's got talent. I think he's smart. He knows how to play all of the, I think he gets it. I think one of the best movies he was ever in, even though it was too violent for me, was the one with Duvall, where they play cowboys, Robert Duvall.
Oh, yeah.
I think the chemistry between the two of them was superb. Duvall is so fabulous anyway, but the two of them together, and Annette Bening was in that movie.
Costner's another guy whose career kind of took a dip for about a decade.
Yeah.
And then, what was it, Tin Cup, where he kind of came back and started
What's his face? Miami Vice.
Don Johnson.
John Johnson. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And he's played a lot of underdogs. He's not always the hero.
Right.
In I think he was even a bad guy in a couple of movies, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, yep. We're going to find out what is new in theaters today. Maybe some predictions on what will win the box office total numbers after these words.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer?
Nice.
It really brings out the hazel in your eyes.
Oh, hold on.
Are you using whitening strips, too?
Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass, guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist, while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 10/14/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
All right, I'm looking at some of the movies that are out. The Thurgood Marshall movie about the beginning of his life and career is out this weekend. Is it one of these horrible, oh, my God, Chucker loves these things. Happy Death Day. What a piece of crap. Oh, my God. That is one called Professor Marston and the Wonder Women, which looks actually fairly intriguing. Yeah, right. Yep. All right. So we'll see. My prediction is Blade Runner will do well again this weekend. We'll see. It's 59 past the hour, DJV.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.